B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zulak and Bertrand with some sound from Jack Easterby. The former, you know what?
You know, I wanted to carry this over because I'm waiting for the payoff of this phenomenal story.
It's a really good story. It's a really good story. So he said it was as a joke. They put him in a van to go pick up a player. They didn't tell him who he was picking up until later. Found out his name was Malcolm Butler. He talked to him on the phone. They talked. They traded fast food names of restaurants.
Special situation.
Right. Whatever. All right. So now he's... Okay. By his description, he went through Mass Pipe to get to downtown Logan to pick up this player at the airport.
You may have heard of him. He's a decent situation, decent player. So anyway.
You may have heard of him. We got decent situation, decent radio show.
Yeah.
May have heard of Beatle.
So anyway.
Heard of Hardy.
So he says to me, okay, I'll see you when we pick up. So we pull up. And because we had had some dialogue.
Whoa. I thought he didn't know who he was picking up or how he picked him up.
No, he did.
This is after they already exchanged.
He talked to him on the phone.
He didn't even know the guy's last name as he sat there trading fast food names with him. Didn't even know his last name. It was just such an instant connection because of
we haven't picked him up yet.
One guy being from Mississippi, one guy being from South Carolina. They just hit it off, man, and they started rattling off the names of Chick-fil-A and all those other places they could have gone. And then they got around to figuring out what each other's names were.
Right.
You know?
Or maybe, what are you wearing? So I know it's you. Something like that. What are you driving? Something like that.
What do you look like?
Just walking around, driving around the terminal screaming, Malcolm!
I could just see
that. I'm looking for a Malcolm!
You know, it's so like the Patriots to say, go pick Malcolm up at the airport. And give him no clue who it is or what the guy looks like.
It sounds like the way they operate.
Malcolm, go! Yeah,
they're just fly by the seat of their pants. That loosey-goosey organization. There's zero structure down there at Patriot Place.
There was nobody else in the building that day. What is he going to do? He's the only guy, right? That's the only reason he's there.
Last line of defense.
So this is post-draft. And your undrafted free agent signs with you. The rookies are coming in, and there's no one in the effing building down there.
No.
I buy this so much.
Vacant building, and had it not been for Jack Easterby, the guy would have had to have taken it.
What a bag of shoveled dog crap stories.
I thought he was going to say something else. I'm looking for the guy who likes Panda Express. I'm the guy who likes Sbarro. Hello?
I'm the football man. Downtown Logan, looking for a player named Malcolm.
Right through the pipe to get here.
Yep.
I'll see you when we pick up. So we pull up.
Yep.
And because we had had some dialogue, and those of you who know, you talk to somebody on the phone, maybe in business or something, and you kind of visualize what somebody's going to look like. So you kind of in your mind know this is what it's going to be, right? And so the idea is I visualize what it would be like. So I pull the van up at the side of Logan, and I see this guy, and I think this is it. And I said, hey, welcome to New England. And this guy looked back at me, and he was like, hey, how are you? And I said, hey, how are you? Are you Malcolm? And he said, no, I'm not.
Oh, I bet there was some racial profiling going on there, too, on Jack Easterby's part.
Oh, do you think he saw a black guy standing there and said, you must be Malcolm.
That's great. So he pulled up and asked every black guy at Logan, are you Malcolm? I was like, what? No. No, I'm not. Thanks.
This guy.
Why do you think I'm Malcolm? Oh, it's because, oh, no. Well, describe what Malcolm looks like. Yeah, Superman situation.
When you hit it off on the phone,
African.
Is he a short?
Like me?
McLovin when he got knocked out.
Yes.
So he's Jewish.
So he's Jewish.
African Jewish guy. Yes. Okay. In my height? Your height? McLovin? What kind of name is that?
And he said, no, I'm not. So I got back in the car feeling silly, and I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, like, here's this guy that I thought was somebody he wasn't anyway.
Anyway what?
That's it. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
How does this story end?
That's it. That's,
I'm waiting for the payoff.
I think that's the story.
He circled the airport four more times, and then he eventually picked him up.
Then he went to the cell phone lot, and he was idling for a while. But then Stady came around. Who
they said this is the ride share lot. You can't be here, sir.
Are you the guy in the white van yelling Malcolm to everybody?
Email. What Patrick wants to know this. Seriously, can you or Zoe explain how Bill had this guy around all these years, yet he wanted Alex Guerrero out rather than keep his greatest of all time quarterback happily underpaid, and
yeah,
I will add, underpaid and employed in New England?
Yeah, it's completely easy. We used to have a team chaplain. We also had a team psychiatrist, sort of the combination of that you could go talk to if you had an issue. You know, you're dealing with 53 different guys that a guy comes in, he could have a problem or existing problems that needs to talk to somebody that can't talk to coaches, can't talk to teammates. This guy doesn't cross with the training staff. This guy doesn't cross over into medical. This guy has this office upstairs and you could go speak with him. You know what I mean? This guy isn't telling you, yeah, your knee's fine. You don't need to x-ray that. We'll just work on it for a half hour here. Watch, I'll fix it. Yeah, we'll Miyagi that sucker. That's the problem.
This is what boggles my mind about
I think
it.
He probably went to the Hertz counter. He's heard that the guys,
hey,
usually, the players like to hang out at the Hertz counter. Ball,
white guy looking to pick up black guy at the airport.
The guy that
anybody,
he asked.
Anybody like fast food?
It's funny. The guy he asked, are you Malcolm, was actually Larry Fitzgerald. He actually just asked him. He just happened to be there in the same day.
There's no way all of the people who came across him knew this side of him or heard all this stuff, because Scalavino did that article for him a few years ago on Patriots.com.
Yeah, and it's you look at it now and say, what did those players see in this guy?
Jacob Hollister.
Matthew Slater, David Andrews. We're talking not just bottom of the roster guys.
Ryan Allen, what makes him so special is the way he's been able to connect. Matthew Slater, I can only hope and pray to be half the man that Jack's been and impact the lives the way he has.
That blows my mind. That quote, every time you read it, blows my mind.
Marcus Cannon, teacher, listener, someone you can lean on. He's just that guy.
It's team chaplain. That's what a team chaplain does. You get 13, 14 guys sitting there on a Sunday morning. You're tight. You got to go out and play. You're squeezing your Bibles, and you're looking for a guy just to say something. Because you don't want to say something. You're just sitting there. You're Bible study. You're team prayer. And he's going to tell you about how good you're going to be and the confidence in this and walk with Jesus and this and that. And if you believe and if you're a Christian, whatever he feeds you, you're going to love. And he's going to ride in the bus with you.
They forget the T-H-I-N-K.
Jeff Darlington with the tweet of the day. Departures from Houston since Jack Easterby was hired in April of 2019. Not even 2 years ago. General manager Brian Gain. Wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Head coach Bill O'Brien. Head of PR Amy Palsik. President Jamie Roots. Team captain J.J. Watt. All have left Houston in less than 24 months.
The big one, your quarterback sitting there shooting his way out.
Oh, yeah, that too. The quarterback doesn't want to be there anymore. He's demanding a trade.
And they're saying there's no way we're going to trade him. We're going to keep him here.
There's news on that today that he's not interested in the Jets. That Miami and San Francisco are two of the top guys on his list, plus Denver. Interesting with Denver.
He does not want to go to New York. Wants to go to those three teams. Now, if he were to go to any of those teams, let's say it's Denver, let's say it's San Francisco, or let's say it's Miami. In all of those deals, is there not a quarterback going back to the Texans?
Great question.
No, there is. In all three of them, they're getting a quarterback back in any of those deals, whether it's Drew Locke, whether it's Tua, or unfortunately for New England, it is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, boy.
So there are deals to be made there with those teams in which they would at least get something back to play the position for the time being. Drew Locke, yeah, there might be something there with Drew Locke. Would you take Drew Locke as Patriots quarterback right now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
He threw it all over you.
Yeah. So.
Now, they were dumb for chucking at the end of that game, but, you know what I mean? They threw it all over you. And he's got good receivers. It's good receivers there in Denver.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We've got your phone calls waiting. Let's get to those coming up next.
Starting to feel like it's Mariota, Beetle.
Yeah, I mean, that's been
That's not a bad thing.
He fits price-wise for what the Patriots want to pay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're going to turn it around. It doesn't make me feel like he's going to be the quarterback for the next 10 years.
So that guy we just listened to for 20 minutes, he sound like a football guy?
No.
Yeah, that guy's getting paid $3.5 million to help run the Texans.
Not really. Speaking of what the Patriots are looking at, though, they are present at Trevor Lawrence's pro day today.
Ooh.
The Patriots are in attendance. Let's get to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Quickly, before we get to your phones, Clemson's pro day is today. And, of course, everybody's there to see Trevor Lawrence. Bert Breer says 31 scouts are in attendance, representing a total of 17 NFL teams today. That includes the Patriots. They sent two staffers to Clemson today to watch the Clemson Pro Day, which has two guys participating in it. There's only two players that are participating in this Pro Day. One is Trevor Lawrence. And by the way, I want to make a quick mention of something related to Trevor Lawrence before I tell you who the other player is.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence today talked to Reese Davis about his shoulder situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think roughly, and obviously I've got to continue to talk to the doctors and see how the rehab goes, but I think I can throw in 6 to 8 weeks after having surgery and start throwing again, and then looking at a 4 to 5 month window before full clearance.
Oh.
Is that going to scare anybody away? I don't think it will.
Well, it shouldn't, based on how he threw the ball today. You know? Is it going to scare the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because Tom Brady goes in and gets his knee cleaned up?
No.
Yeah.
No, but it's something worth mentioning that he's going to do this and then be out for a period of time.
Mahomes is going to be out for a while, you know? Man.
So he's going to have the surgery between now and the draft. It's the non-throwing shoulder, so it's not like...
Right.
It's not
but
like
you got to do like it so this doesn't linger. You know, he takes a shot on that week one, and he's going to get hit. You know, you're not a real good team. You're gonna get your quarterback hit.
Right. Bad team. The Jags are going to have their shot to take him, and we all assume they will. But... I don't know. It's just something interesting. You don't usually have a guy who's coming into the league as the consensus number one overall pick at his pro day telling you, yeah, I got to go have some surgery before the year and I'll be out 4 to 5 months. But that would still, even if he goes and he has it next week, would still put him on track to play when the season rolls around.
Right.
So that is going to be the case.
It's going to be his team.
So you might be saying to yourself, what the hell is going on? Why are all these teams at the pro day for Trevor Lawrence? Why are there 17 teams represented there, including two staffers for the Patriots? We think they have any shot at getting him or trading up to be the number one overall pick?
No.
Does it give you any indication that maybe that number one overall pick is in play? Maybe the Jags are willing to trade it?
No. Because Urban Meyer's right there next to the center. I give Bert Breer credit. He's only posted two pictures of Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
At the workout. I think the over and under was 7.5. Yeah, you know, going into it. Bert's so excited for Urban Meyer to be there and get Trevor Lawrence.
So let's read from Alex Barth at 98.5thesportshub.com. He writes, were the Patriots in Clemson today to watch Trevor Lawrence? Maybe. They do like to be thorough in their pre-draft process. However, there's another player there, Cornell Powell.
Oh.
He says, Powell is more of an eyebrow raiser when it comes to New England. The 6 foot 210 pound receiver is coming off a breakout senior year. which saw him catch 53 passes for 882 yards and 7 touchdowns. He's also coming off a strong Senior Bowl, though. We know the Pats like the Senior Bowl. I know Bill wasn't there, but at least they did have some people there. And here's the part that I read and I say, oh, this is why the Patriots are there. Barth writes, he's currently projected to be a fifth-round pick. Of course. They're there for the fifth-round receiver. They're not there for Trevor Lawrence.
Does he have good feet?
That's what they're doing there. They're looking at that.
He did nothing his first three years at Clemson. Nothing. Like, he did no production his first three years at Clemson.
Well, now he's a
four-star recruit.
A breakout star. He's got raw physical ability, and he's put some of that to good use over the last year.
He's the Byron Coward of wide receivers. That's who he is. They go after these highly recruited high school guys in the draft in the later rounds.
How's Byron Coward worked out?
Fine.
It's okay.
It's a piece.
Peace. So that's who they're looking at today, Clemson, I'm betting.
Gets on the field more than N'Keal Harry.
I'd take him over N'Keal Harry right now. Got to be better than N'Keal Harry. 617-779-0985. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Adam in Lowell. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. I would love J.J. Watt on the Patriots, but he's a luxury signing. I mean, that's a guy you sign when you're a playoff team. We got to re-sign J.C. Jackson and Tooney. On top of that, the $60 million cap space, you got to figure Bill's going to spend at least $20 million on that on special teamers and give Patrick Chung like a five-year extension because, God forbid, we lose him. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Dave Lapham, who you've heard on this show before, is the color analyst for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Finger licker.
He has been talking this week that he believes Joe Tooney is going to end up in Cincinnati. That the Bengals are going to go after Joe Tooney, and that it's even possible that Joe Tooney wants to be a Bengal. Yeah, he's from Spring Valley, Ohio.
Yep.
He's a Cincinnati guy.
All right, so Lapham's anchored there in Ohio. Does show there. I mean, he's could be talking to people, knows people, former lineman himself. I don't know. His parents are pretty vocal too.
Yeah,
Toonies. I mean, they're at every game. Talked to a lot of people. He could want to go home, play with Joe Burrow.
Jeremy Fowler also, by the way, conveniently lists the Bengals as the best fit for Joe Tooney. So Lapham in Cincinnati is saying they're going to get Tooney. They're going to go hard after Tooney. Jeremy Fowler is saying Tooney, his best fit is Cincinnati.
I mean, if I'm Tooney, no Brady here. I want to get paid.
We weren't even talking about Tooney being an option here. We just all sort of assume he's gone.
No, I know. But if I'm David Andrews, I want to get paid and I want to play with a good quarterback. Let me ask you this question.
Please do.
Does this come up in the David Andrews negotiations? Who's quarterback here?
No. It doesn't. I think the player wants to be here, and he's not going to let that impact whether or not he's here. I think it's about money. You're going to pay me a commensurate salary or what?
Right.
You're going to pay me like I could get paid on the market? Are you going to pay me something close to what I could get on the market?
Right.
Those are the questions he'll be asking, and if they do pay him, he's staying. And they should, because we've seen...
That's a guy that likes it here and wants to be here.
He loves it.
That's who you've got to take care of.
And he's a great team guy, and he's a great guy to have around in your locker room, and he's a leader. And by the way, when he's not playing, the anchor of that line is lost, and they just don't play as well. We've seen it. We've seen what that looks like when he's hurt and he's been out. You just got to pay him. That's what you got to do. Bring him back. Let's get to headline 617-779-0985. We'll pick it up on the other side, but more of these calls, I promise. And also the latest on Tom Brady. Zoe made a comment about Tom Brady the other day wearing a brace on his knee at the parade. Why? Well, he's having surgery. It's all in the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
while Brady was doing his day drinking the other day. He had a knee brace on. Zoe loved that because he loves anything Tom Brady. He loved that he had his knee brace on. Turns out he needs surgery. Any other quarterback at this age, not that there are many, they don't really exist. But when you're, oh, he's got to go get his knees cleaned up. Doesn't that scare you a little bit? If you're the Bucks?
Yeah. Unless, you know, like they said, the thing's been hurting him all year and he played through it.
Does that add to the legacy?
I think it adds to the lore, yeah. Yeah, the folklore, the folk legend.
Yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
Reading from one of the Twitter doctors. A Twitter doc.
Oh, I love these.
Doc Preston on Twitter, who's a board-certified orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist in Walnut Creek, California. Doc Preston says ACL surgery complicated by infection for Tom Brady was 12 years ago. Tom's knee can't be in great shape. Number one, cleanup and stem cell. Number two, above plus meniscus or cartilage. Or number three, above and revision ACL with allograft. He says, I vote for number one as to what they're likely doing for Tom Brady's knee surgery. That's what it is. That's what he's saying, that it'll be number one, which is cleanup and stem cell treatment. That's what he believes is going on with Tom Brady. Ben Volen tweeted, Brady's injured left knee, a source told me, was that he needs more than just a little cleanup. Quote, when it comes out, all this does is build his legend even greater.
Attaboy Volen.
That's Ben Volen reporting from, I believe, the Brady camp. More than just a little cleanup. So it could be something serious there. Guy's getting old. Got to get that knee cleaned up. 12 years post-ACL reconstruction.
Wouldn't the stem cell stuff or the, you know, the Synvisc injections, whatever it is, be, you know, more than just a cleanup?
Well, what I don't understand is why there is not a solution for this at TB12.
A bad look. If it's a worse injury, it's a bad look, right?
I mean, it is. It's just checking the scoreboard.
Maybe he didn't drink enough water this year.
Right. Did he get his electrolyte powder?
Unless.
Did he eat his bag of nuts?
Unless you go in, you clean it up, and maybe there is more, and they give a timetable on it, and he beats the timetable because he's a TB12.
Good spin, Zoe. Nice job.
The way to go,
Zoe. Good job, Zoe.
Way to go.
They said 4 to 6 weeks. I was back in three and a half. Good. Feels great. Let's get together. Let's throw. Let's go, guys.
I just would have a question as to why the injury occurred in the first place, given all of the treatment and the medical supervision he is under with Alex Guerrero.
Well, he shredded that thing and Neil Elitrash effed it up, right, in the first place. That thing's got to have some scar tissue in
it. He got an infection. That's not the, you know, that happens. That's
no,
always
got
a risk.
Cleany leg.
That's a risk with any surgery of any kind, that you can get an infection. Oh. He got an infection.
That's why you can't bring Alex Smith here. Every time he gets tackled, he'll be like, oh, God. No, I got a cleany leg.
Let's go to your calls. Jake in Boston, go.
You want Pittsburgh or Green Bay? Book it. Anyway,
Pittsburgh.
Tampa, no Rona yet, unlike Zoe, but one heck of a tan. Just a word to the wise, to all of the Kool-Aid drunk Patriots season ticket holders, sweet home, who didn't see this one coming. The window to buy into the Tampa bandwagon, it's closed. Bandwagon's full. Those tickets, they've all been sold. Waiting list now. You're locked in to potentially Cam the Scam again, Bill's nepotism, Matt Patricia, coaches who have varsity letters in lacrosse, and a team infected by the cancer that is social media that lets Kleeklides make draft picks. Look at Jason Licht's first two draft picks this year. Tristan Wirfs, fantastic Super Bowl, by the way. Antoine Winfield Jr. looks like a future All-Pro. They hit the draft in addition to what they did in free agency. And you know what else came out of the Super Bowl? The owner was yucking it up here watching Brady, Antonio Brown, and Gronk at the Super Bowl, all of which was his dynasty, with A-Rod, the only man who's cheated more than the Patriots over the last 20 years, J-Lo, Aaron Judge, and the Fanatic Sweep. He cares more about being a celebrity now than he does about winning Super Bowls. Bob Kraft should have been suicidal on Sunday night, and instead, he didn't care enough to invite the nurses into his billionaire's box.
I hung up.
didn't he send them down there on a plane?
Yeah, 76 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to invite all 76 into Michael. Already?
Yeah, I don't think
that's sort of a repetitive call for Jake.
Well, yeah. I don't think that would have been allowed to actually invite everyone into a confined space.
He was going
to
invite 76 nurses and doctors into Michael Rubin's luxury box. Come on, what are you talking about?
You know, of all the things that have irked me, the fact that Robert Kraft was there and like enjoyed himself at the Super Bowl and all that oddly doesn't bother me.
Doesn't register.
I'm you know, easily put off by stuff. It didn't put me off at all. I mean, he's an NFL owner. This is the biggest NFL event. If I owned a team, I would be there. You might have some mixed emotions about it, but how are you not there? How do you not want to be present for it? Especially when you're taking all those people down to the game or sending them down there on your plane.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. It's Jason Light, by the way. Light.
Yeah, your
GM.
Bandwagon's full with your GM, Jason Licht.
Licht.
Good job, Jake.
Mike and Nashua. Mike and Eric going once. Hey.
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
First time caller. I just want to say, forget the offense. Take that $70 million cap space, spend like 45, 50 of it, stack the defense. You know, come out, have the best defense since the friggin' 86 Bears. Give Newton a couple of middle of the core receivers and call it a day.
And try and win every game 13-10. You can't ignore one side of the ball. You cannot do it. It's not an option this offseason. You've got too many gaps. You have to do something offensively. You can't just leave it alone and expect better results. You can't do that. The Patriots defense, by the way, didn't suck last year. You guys think the defense sucked? I mean, they had moments where they didn't look good. They had moments where they struggled against the run, but they didn't stink.
No, not to say that yesterday. I said the defense is the closest thing to fixing. And not that it was broken, but you could really make it. You could make this a good defense.
I didn't think they
without spending 70
right pieces.
Yeah, without spending $70 million in cap space, right. You could make a decent defense pretty good.
I just think they were so inconsistent. I don't know
they
what
were inconsistent,
they were.
Artie, yes, you know, but they
had
moments.
Games like they did against Kansas City, and then you allow a beat up 49ers team to come in here and lay 30 plus on you on your home field.
Flat.
I don't know what to make of the defense. I heard people trying to say that
beat down in that
you know
game.
They were actually better this year or better than the Bucs defense and some crazy stuff. I'm like, what do your eyes tell you? Yeah, they had a couple of good games. They had a couple of real clunkers too.
Tony is in Connecticut. Tony.
Yeah, hi. Beetle. This is Tony, 77 from Connecticut. How are you guys doing?
Good, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
All right. The only thing I'd like to say is that they bring in Cam Newton next year, the fan base for the Patriots are going to go way, way down. They're better off bringing in somebody else. Even if they get one or two more wins, possibly, at least they can work on them the next year or two to improve it. Because I tell you, the fan base is going to go down if they bring in Cam Newton. It's a no show. Absolutely, I'm going to hang up, guys, and I'll listen to you. Thank you.
All right, Tony. Tony's out. If Cam Newton's back, he doesn't want.
I don't think they're going to be a no show. They're going to be vocal.
They're going to show up and be very vocal. But it could happen. It could happen that he's back. Tony hung up. I was going to ask
him
at 77 if he was eligible for a vaccine.
And if he needed a ride.
You can drive him in. But that's the
he's
can't
a
do
Connecticut
that,
guy.
I need prosecuting those people.
I need a Massachusetts resident who needs a ride. We'll talk more about that next.
Okay. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Matt. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you jump on Craigslist these days and type vaccine in the search bar, you get a long page of posts lighting up the screen. This one offers super seniors a $200 cash payment if they can accompany them to get a vaccine shot. This guy claims he has his MBA, a baby, and an excellent driving record. Governor Baker called these reports disturbing, and he told seniors to only go to appointments with a trusted family member, friend, or caregiver.
If you're contacted by somebody soliciting to take you to a site, please report it to the authorities.
Meantime, fallout from a chaotic scene Wednesday at the mass vaccination site in Danvers.
We will get you all taken care of.
Hundreds of people showed up, many without appointments, as word spread that vaccine was available.
If you don't have an appointment, you won't get a vaccine.
But that's not how it worked out in Danvers. We found staffers advised people to call friends and family and have them come on over. A near mob scene developed. Staffers and police told 7 News anybody could come in and get a shot.
Sounds like the vaccine rollout in this state is going real well.
Good job.
It's shameful.
It's embarrassing.
Absolutely. This state should be embarrassed at this point. Charlie Baker should be embarrassed at this point.
It's like he went to Dick's last week, bring somebody in. Hey, you buy one shoe, you get the second shoe 50% off.
Unbelievable.
So bring someone in and you can get the shot too without having any guidelines.
Why are we calling the authorities, by the way? So with everything that's going on in the world, we now have to tie up the police with someone offered me a ride to go get a vaccine?
Yeah, so
we're doing that now?
If you can
call the authorities? For what?
But say an older person wants to give you $20 for driving them to the stadium to help get their vaccine and you get it too.
Say you want to pay them $200. Say you want to pay them $200, as it said in one of these Craigslist posts. I'll give you $200. I want to go get a vaccine. I'll give you the ride. Let's go. We'll be friends.
Is your life worth $200?
What do you mean your life?
Say I want to get vaccinated, but I can't get there. I looked online.
I thought you were suggesting.
I could pay this person $300 to help me go save my life and get a vaccine.
I thought you were suggesting what the governor seems to be suggesting. Like these are like bad boogeymen that want to hurt the old people. No. There are people. The post that he said, and it sounds funny when you hear it. The post in that Craigslist post where he said he's 36 years old with a master's degree and children and a clean driving record.
So what?
In that post, the person said, I have a number of comorbidities and I have health problems and I'm desperate to get a vaccine.
Right.
Because I have, you know, health problems, whatever that could be. Could be a cancer survivor. Could be someone with an autoimmune disease. Could be a bunch of things. Right?
Yes.
Heart condition that you were born with. There's all kinds of things that people have that are desperate to get vaccinated. And they are offering to take people to be able to vaccinate themselves. And Charlie Baker wants you to call the cops on them. Call the police. Call the authorities. Why? What are we doing? What did you think was going to happen when this went down? You offered up the vaccine to anybody who will drive someone 75 plus. You didn't think this was going to happen? What are you, soft? What's wrong with you? I said to Hardy the other day, as soon as this happened, I said, Hardy, you might get people who stand outside at Gillette like ticket scalpers trying to get in. I said that the day they announced this, within an hour of the announcement.
We made the joke about the movie Old School where Blue is sitting on a bench and here come two hooded men and kidnap him. Oh, kill him. No, I'm just kidding. We're just using him for a prank. Throw him in the van. Let's go.
I just think that if you're from Massachusetts and you're from Boston, we have always had sort of this very insular thing, and you know, you're not from here is a big thing here, as you guys would know. You've heard that before, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've taken that nonsense before
every day.
But there is a certain level of pride of being from here, right? Where we got it figured out. You know, I always love that T-shirt that Barstool, like they may even still sell it. Massachusetts invented America. Remember that shirt? Remember that shirt they used to sell? And there's always the, hey, we don't have to worry about certain things because we're smarter than everybody else. Right or wrong, we think that. And we'll figure it out before anybody else figures this crap out when it comes to anything. And here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and we rank bottom 20%, bottom 10% in the nation of getting this crap figured out, and it is. I feel embarrassed for our state. I feel embarrassed for our leaders in this state. We are getting our ass handed to us in this regard. We suck.
Yeah.
We suck at handling COVID. We're a disgrace. Laughingstock. That's what Massachusetts is right now. Danvers yesterday, just show up. We'll inject anybody. Yeah. We'll inject anybody that wants a vaccine. We'll do it. Throw your rules out the window. That's what's going on. We can't figure this out. There are tens of thousands of vaccines sitting on shelves in this state with all kinds of open appointments that are not being used. Yeah. We haven't got anything figured out. We are way
thousands
behind.
Down here at Chile.
And it's shameful. Yeah. It is shameful. They've got to do something, man. They've got to act fast. Here's another thing. When you're demanding vaccines from the federal government, are they going to supply you with more when you can't seem to get out the ones that you have, that you can't get the needles into the arms right now? When you are demanding more of that supply, they're making more than a million vaccines every day. Why would the federal government look at Massachusetts right now and say, yeah, we got to send another shipment there? They're running low. We got to get those vaccines there. They look at Massachusetts and say, you guys can't even get the vaccines done. We've given you vaccines, and you can't get them distributed. You're terrible. Call us back when you figure out your crap. That is probably the reaction right now. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I feel so embarrassed for our state. So bad. Awful situation.
With all the people that they have advising them on this, and the number of people and the number of just health experts that this state has that, you know, available to them, you would think if anybody's going to be able to do the rollout, if not as expeditious as other places because of the, all right, there's, you got different population issues, you've got different population densities, at least it wasn't going to be just kind of make it up as we go here, and now we're going to start offering it up to the, no, you've got nothing but medical experts for in huge portions of the city. That's all you hear about. Right?
Oh, we're top of the heap. We're top of the heap in this country. You know, Boston, Pittsburgh, medically. Yeah, you know, when you talk about medical, the medical field, you can't be in better hands here. How does this happen?
How is it such an issue?
I mean, we can't even get any consistency with schools.
Boston is one of the medical capitals of the nation, the world. Boston is one of the medical capitals of the world.
Right.
And we can't figure out how to vaccinate the population. I don't think it's the hospitals getting in the way. I don't think it's the medical people getting in the way.
You effed it up with the internet, then you went to the phones, and then you tell people bring people in, but now you're telling people don't bring people in. It's legally got to be a friend of the family or a caregiver or a relative. Really?
And in addition to this,
what if one person just wants to drive to an old age home and say, I got a van, and I'm here to offer my services, my van. You know what? I don't even want the vaccine.
Call the police.
Eight seniors.
Call the police. They've got nothing else going on. They need.
Or am I
going to
get in trouble for that?
You better call the cops, because they're not busy at all. They got nothing going on. You got to call the police. Call the police. That's what Charlie Baker wants you to do. Yeah. Call the police.
Yep. Just like you do with a Super Bowl party. Call the police, or New Year's party. Call the police if you see a party going on.
Call the police.
Oh boy.
Call the cops.
Yeah. Mass General and Brigham Clinic's. Sent out their emails saying no new appointments.
And they have vaccines on the shelf too?
If you already have scheduled, you can show up for your scheduled appointment. But because of limited supply, no new appointments right now.
They have limited supply.
They have limited supply, but 3 miles from me down the road here, they have big supply.
Essentially what they
said. I checked last night. There were thousands of appointments available each day for the next 5 days at Gillette. So they've got thousands of.
Well, that's what
there.
They said. If you're in one of the categories that says you can get your vaccine, go to one of these other places.
So here's what I find interesting. How far is I'm gonna look it up on the map right now, because I saw this story the other night where in Burlington, the town of Burlington, they wanted to set up a clinic for their senior citizen population there, and they were requesting 100 doses. We're not talking thousands. We're talking 100 doses of the vaccine to help vaccinate their senior citizen population, 75 plus. The state at the last minute said, nope, we don't have any doses for you. What's the drive between Burlington and Danvers miles-wise?
What size truck do you need?
15.
Like for the car.
All right, we'll say it's 15 miles. That's what we're going to go with.
Do you think 100 doses fit about like right here, Beetle? Like this size? Like 100 of those vials?
I don't know if it's like, in vials.
I've got my hands up in front of me or, you know. Like the equipment, it's like an average size box, probably.
Well,
right?
they wanted to do was vaccinate 100 people, so I don't know how many vials that is.
So you pick up the phone, call the people down here. Hey, we need 100 shipped to
19 here. Miles. There's 19 miles between Danvers and Burlington.
Right.
So yet 2 days ago or 3 days ago now, Burlington needed 100 doses for 100 people who already scheduled their appointments. Those 100 people could not get theirs because the state said, no, we don't have them. Too bad. 19 miles away yesterday, anyone that was alive, any human that showed up would then get vaccinated. Does it sound like your phases and your planning are working, if that's what's going on? If they've got so much in Danvers at that site that they'll just yesterday vaccinate anyone who showed up versus 19 miles away, 100 people that went through the process, scheduled appointments, the town was told they'd get 100 vaccines, and then they got none. You're a mess. You're a disgrace.
No, we did a completely distanced voting system. Like, why can't you just implement that? You're going to get vaccinated the way we vote.
You're failing everyone. You're failing the people that are in the category of 75 plus. You're failing the people in the next phase of 65 plus because now they are continuing to wait because you can't get yourself through this phase. And yet here we are behind everybody else.
So as this new strain, which is more contagious, continues to spread and people wait, when's he going to deem like, you know what? I think we've got enough of the 75 plus. Like, what's his line of demarcation? What's his number? What's his number? He's going to look at it and say, okay, let's open it up to the 65 plus. Maybe same way, 9:30 with the restaurants, and then we'll go back to 11 or 12. Or we'll look at a date on a calendar. Like, if you have them, you should be passing these things out, getting people vaccinated.
No matter where you live right now, whatever state you live in, whatever city
you live
in.
What's going on Fenway? Isn't Fenway open too?
You need these leaders.
These big places?
To be on their game. And ours are not.
What's going on at the convention center downtown Boston that is so important right now that you can't open up three of those massive halls to have a massive vaccination center?
Oh, it's obviously not about space or vaccines right now. It's about figuring out how to get people to their site to get vaccinated. Logistics of it, they can't handle. They cannot handle the logistics of it. They are failing miserably. Is anyone? I don't expect anyone to say that they're embarrassed or they're ashamed of how this has gone. But you'd like for someone on the inside to get the crap together for all of us, for someone to say, we need to move. We need to figure this out fast because they're not moving very fast. They're really not. It's a bad, bad look for Massachusetts. Failure all around. So that's where we are. Massachusetts. We invented America and now we suck. That's where we're at right now. Congratulations.
Oh.
Yeah.
No t-shirt for that.
No t-shirt for that one. No t-shirt. No award for that.
We'll be a new t-shirt.
But remember,
but we suck.
Call the police. Anyone offers you a ride, Zoe, somewhere, you call the police. That's now standard operating.
I'd like to see how the police handle that call.
Yeah,
okay, we'll send someone right
Samaritan
over.
A pulls up in a van, and he wants to take 18-year citizens to get vaccinated. Call the cops.
Call the cops. Because everyone out there is bad. Stranger danger. Stranger danger for both children and senior citizens now.
But you know what Easterby would say if that were to happen? Hey, if someone don't get in that parked quad.
Right. Artie has headlines. We're right back.
Downtown Logan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.